looked at the feasibility study in detail, and what we found is that the whole exercise of trying to establish that Cain has surplus and Bethua has deficit is an exercise in manipulation. They manipulated that how much area is cultivable, they manipulated how much area is irrigable, they manipulated how much water is required per hectare of irrigated area in Cain versus Bethua. Even there is dichotomy in the same feasibility report. Whereas the areas are similar. In fact, the rainfall are similar. In fact, when Cain is in floods, most years Bethua is also in floods. And when Cain is facing drought, in most of those years, Bethua is also facing drought. So there is no real surplus in that sense. And the whole public hearing exercise was a sham. The people who came to hear were not even allowed to speak. And in the districts where the project is going to have impacts, in five of those districts, there has been no public hearing only. And the issues that were raised at the public hearing, they were not answered properly. And the next step is appraisal. At the appraisal level, which is happens at the expert appraisal committee of the Ministry of Environment and Forest, we raised all these issues, inadequate EIA, SIA, even the official agencies. Again, that was a complete sham, and the earlier EAC actually refused to clear it. They changed the whole EAC. Expert appraisal committee was reconstituted, and the reconstituted EAC in its very first meeting in December 2016 cleared the project. In fact, earlier the EAC was refusing to clear it, and Uma Bharti threatened the regulatory agency that if you don't clear it in the next meeting, I'll sit on hunger strike against you. How can a minister threaten the regulators, environment regulators, to sit on? This is what she did. In fact, she misinformed even the parliament. She said that the project has got all the clearance when it did not have clearances. At the State Wildlife Board, the first meeting itself, all the independent members opposed it. In the next meeting, the Chief Minister actually tore down all the objections that were submitted in writing and just roughshod over the whole objections and cleared the project. Whole appraisal is flawed. The impact assessment is inadequate. The public hearing has not been happened. And we kept writing to them that raising all these issues. To answer your question, why they are still pushing this project? That question was answered to us by no less than the Secretary, Ministry of Water Resources, who was then still secretary, and sitting in his chair in the secretary in the ministry, he told us that the reason this project is being pushed because this is a 30,000 crore proposition. When you spend this kind of money, and 90% of that going to come from center, then there is huge issues of corruption and kickbacks and so on. And there is a whole lobby for, you know, this kind of massive infrastructure projects, which has no real justification or basis. The project should not go ahead at all. It is not even going to benefit Bundelkhand. It will actually take the water from Bundelkhand outside it.